Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Americans with Disabilities Act was 10 years old last week. It was signed into law by President Bush back in 1990, in the summer of 1990. An American with Disabilities Act provides access for people who have disabilities in workplaces, in public places. And joining us is a 16-year-old Chatsworth High student, R.C. Collins, who suffers from a disability. And he is joining us from his home in Chatsworth this afternoon to talk about the American with Disabilities Act and what that's meant to millions of Americans. And, R.C., you are handicapped?
Well, Phil, it's interesting that you put it that way, because my mom says that I'm not handicapped, I'm handy-capable. And we really feel that that's the best way to describe the millions and millions of Americans who are handy-capable, not handicapped.
All right, handy capable, but still, you are disabled, correct?
Yes, we are disabled, but a lot of us are disabled in different ways. You need to understand, Phil, that there are millions of Americans that are in wheelchairs. Others are disabled because they're sight impaired, hearing impaired, speech impaired, etc. There's a potpourri of disabled people. But we're really here today, Phil, to celebrate and to thank President Bush for 10 years of helping Americans with disabilities through this particular act.
What are the things that this act has enabled people who are handy-capable, if you will, or handicapped, to do?
Well, there are so many things that have been opened up to us. We get half off at movie theaters, so that enables us to have access to really good movies, as well as handy-capable access seating. At a lot of amusement parks, we get to go to the front of the line. And you can, you know, park when you get there where you want to. If you go to a mall when it's really hot and you're driving around for 30 minutes looking for a place to park, and right up near the door you see 6 or 7 or even 8 empty spaces that are reserved for handicapped people, you can thank George Bush for that and the Americans with Disabilities Act. It allows me to take my time, mosey over to the mall when I feel like it, look around for something to wear before I go over there, and drive very slowly, because I know, no matter what, Phil, I'll have a place to park while you're driving around for 45 minutes in 110-degree heat.
And it does get hot out there, and I have seen lots and lots of people parking in handicapped spots because they need that parking. And obviously that's a big, big no-no. In fact, you see a lot of people doing that. What are your rights when you come up to a handicapped parking space and there's someone parked there?
The American with Disabilities Act enables me to go into the car and disengage the emergency brake if I'm capable of doing that, and rolling the car out of the place that it's in.
It does.
Yes, it does. I'm also enabled, according to the American with Disabilities Act, to crawl under the car and fool around with the linkage so that I can pull it out of gear if I have to and roll it. In fact, I did that with a Jaguar about 2 weeks ago.
Well, was this a car? In other words, what I'm saying is it was a car that was parked in a handicapped space?
Yes, it was.
And as a handicapped or handy-capable person, you have the legal right to crawl under that car, disengage the linkage, and take it out of gear.
Roll it out of there. That's right. I did that with a brand-new Jaguar, an XJR. And I got to tell you something. When the guy who owned the car came out of the mall, he'd like to have a conniption. I thought this guy was going to crap, because there was his car rolled out and sitting in the middle of the parking lot while my car had been placed very neatly in his slot. You can't do that, not if you're not disabled. It sounds radical.
Well, it does sound radical, especially when you're talking with somebody's private property. And
Phil, I know it sounds radical, but the point being, when it comes to the handicapped and the disabled in this country, President Bush signed into law something that enables us to finally have some juice and some clout. Don't mess with me. It says, don't mess with me, I'm handicapable. Don't be parking in my parking space, and don't even think you're getting to the front of the line. One of the other aspects to this law, Phil, the fact that at 15 we can smoke and at 18 we can drink, is that...
No, wait a minute. You're saying that the American with Disabilities Act enables underage people to smoke cigarettes at 15...
At 15 and drink at 18.
Why?
Because the American with Disabilities Act recognizes that many of us are going to die young. We won't make it to our 30th birthday. A lot of us have chronic illness and disease. What? You're going to tell me I can't have a drink? You know, Phil, I don't think there's anything in life sweeter than a really good cup of coffee and a cigarette. I can enjoy that now because I could be dead in a few years. You got to enjoy it. Why can't I?
Well, at the risk of sounding stupid, because it's not healthy.
Not healthy. I have a handicap, hello. I'm going to die, hello. So don't tell me about healthy and what isn't healthy and these things. A cup of coffee and a cigarette, or a highball and a cigarette, there is few things in life that taste better than to sit down with a nice highball, a CC and 7, and a nice flavorful Marlboro. Oh, baby. I can do that with the American with Disabilities Act.
All right. Going back to some of the things you're talking, we're talking with R.C. Collins, who is a handicapped 16-year-old from Chatsworth High, about the American with Disabilities Act. Our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. R.C. is talking about the Americans with Disabilities Act enables him to smoke at the age of 15 and drink at the age of 18 because he could die young. Also, if anybody parks in a handicapped parking space, crawl under that person's car, disengage the linkage and move the car, or disengage the emergency brake, as the case may be. You also mentioned that a good cup of coffee and a cigarette, or a highball and a cigarette.
Phil, I'll give an example. I had a teacher tell me to put the cigarette out at school, and I showed the teacher my handicap sign, the one that you hang in the window of your car. And he backed away. It was a guy by the name of Mr. Ackerman. He backed way off, I can tell you that. So we salute President Bush for 10 years of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The other great thing is I'm allowed to operate a vehicle at the age of 15, and that includes commercial vehicles, buses, trucks, a lot of tractor equipment. And an addendum to the law has added diesel trains to the list of vehicles that the handicapable...
Now, wait. Hold on for just a second.
Yeah.
You're allowed to operate commercial vehicles as well as trains.
Because of our disability, yes.
Because you're
going to
die.
Because we're going to die. So that is what I like. And
well, can I ask you, I haven't asked you, what is your disability? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, Phil, I have renal kidney failure.
Okay, so you have renal... Can you walk?
Yeah, I can walk around. I go in for dialysis 3 times a week. But
I mean, you can walk around. You're not exactly slowed up.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have a handicap sign that I can hang in my window, but I'm not really handicapped. That's the part about being handicapped that's cool, because technically I can move around, but I'm not really handicapped.
But with renal kidney failure, you can put the sign in your car.
Absolutely. So that's kind of the cool part about it. I can get out of my car, and if somebody wanted to give me lip about parking in a handicapped space, I do have the wherewithal to, you know, kick some ass. But
all right, I'd rather not get into that, but you're telling me that you do have it.
No, but I have the wherewithal to tell them to move it.
Okay, R.C. Collins is on the line with us here at 1-800-449-8686. He is handicapable, as he calls it, saluting 10 years of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Because he's handicapped, he can smoke at the age of 15 and drink at the age of 18. He can also operate most commercial vehicles, including trucks and buses, and now with an addendum, a diesel train. And he can also get half off at movie theaters and move to the front of the line at amusement parks. 1-800-449-8686 as we talk with RC about the American with Disabilities Act. This is The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is R.C. Collins, a junior at Chatsworth High, and he is talking with us about the 10-year anniversary of the American with Disabilities Act. R.C., you have renal kidney failure.
Yeah, that means I got to go get dialysis three times a week.
And you are handicapped.
Oh, yeah. I'm handicapped. I'm all messed up because of the fact that I don't have a prognosis that's very long, that I could die. That's why people, when they see the handicapable people like me, they should just back off because we could die. And we should have things better because of the fact that things are messed up for us.
All right, let me go to Seattle on the Phil Henry Show. A few calls for you, R.C. Hello, Seattle.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing, Phil?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say to you and the rest of the listeners that it's really too bad that R.C. has got the attitude that he has, but it's probably gonna mature as he gets
bad?
A little older.
Why is it too bad?
Well, because what you do is you create an attitude of antagonism towards the rest of the people who are willing to reach out and help us who are handicapped.
Yeah, but if he parks in a handicapped zone, I should be allowed to take his parking brake off at least.
Well, no, that's not...
Don't you think?
Nobody in this world gets ahead by matching bad for bad.
Well, what happened to you? Are you disabled?
Oh, you bet.
You're handicapable?
No, I'm handicapped. I had a motorcycle accident in '96, and I'm blind and crippled.
Oh man, rough.
So you couldn't
get under a car and find the linkage because you have a sight problem.
All right, you don't. We got that, okay? The guy is basically
the basic problem for RC is that he's got an attitude that is very dangerous to the rest of the people who are
disabled. You're blind, how'd you dial the phone?
Boy, you know, it's interesting what you learn as time goes on, and you'll find that out as you get older.
You memorize where the numbers is?
No.
Well, look, it's easy enough.
It's pretty easy.
Do they have Braille phones?
I don't need them.
You don't?
All the numbers are always in the same place.
Right. In fact, if you think about it, you could probably dial a phone in the dark. And
yeah.
Well, I haven't had much occasion.
Well.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Sorry to hear about your mishap, but...
Listen... Don't you think you ought to be allowed to go out and have a cocktail?
Well, I'm 52, so I've had enough of those.
Because of being messed up like we are.
I think that...
All right, well, he's going to...
If you have a few more cocktails, you might get a little more messed up. So I think you better lay off of the cocktails.
Right, Zach. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 1-800, that's word to the wise, okay?
No. I'm 16 years old. I could be dead at any minute. I'm having a highball.
You're having a highball because...
Because I don't want to leave this world without knowing what it feels like to cop the buzz or otherwise feel good about stuff.
Here is Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Tampa?
Yes.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. My name is Dick Reeves.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I've been in a wheelchair for 13 years. I'm a double amputee above the knee.
What happened?
War wounds. But what I wanted to say is you're gonna set the handicapped people back further than the Disabilities Act.
Handicapable people can get into... We can get into Jumbo's Clown Room for free on Wednesday nights.
Listen, I go to recreation parks and I ride roller coasters. We don't go to the head of the line. We go to the exit.
You could if you wanted to.
We go to the exit. We don't go to the head of the line.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. We get on first.
Well, you... You,
isn't that bitching?
It's a pretty good way. No, look, because I don't feel sorry for myself.
I think it's cool.
I don't feel sorry for
myself. Wait a minute. Let me ask you, R.C., you say you get into Jumbo's Clown Room for free on Wednesday night. What is that?
That's a topless bar in the valley.
And what do they got?
They got Handy Capable Night. How about it, pal?
What the hell is Handy Capable? I never heard the term.
My mom says that's what I am. I'm Handy Capable.
Well, I'm handicapped.
Well, no, if you were Handy Capable, why, you could get a couple of plastic legs and go out and play basketball, like the guy on that TV commercial do.
Look, I work 12 hours every day. I think that's handy capable enough.
You play football? Any touch football or anything?
Oh, how? I don't have any legs, guy.
Get a couple of those plastic ones. You can tie them on. Yeah.
Listen, you know, you...
They got springs in them like shock absorbers.
You don't know what you're talking about.
No, I went over to the VA. I seen two new plastic legs a guy got on with springs in them and everything. He's out playing one-on-one. And I'm telling you, he's taking it to the hole.
No.
Taking it to the hole with a couple of plastic legs.
You got it.
You are... Son, let me tell you something. Let me give you a little bit of advice.
Don't be depressed.
Depressed.
You can do what you...
That's the last thing I am. Hell, I got 13 grandchildren, and I got a wonderful life, and I'm glad I'm alive. Sitting around waiting to die.
Do you go dancing?
How can he go dancing with two legs that are missing?
I tell you what, I do go dancing.
You can roll a chair around on the floor.
I don't dance, but I sure as hell enjoy watching it.
Well, you shake your groove thing.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's what the American with Disabilities Act means, sir, for you to be able to go out there on the floor and roll around on it.
No.
Yeah. Thank you for your call. What are you trying to do now? Calling me up?
What?
Calling me up with the Americans with Disabilities Act. There's nothing like a cigarette and a highball, and you can have it when you're 15 and 18. This is the stuff you're trying to tell me.
And I'm telling you, Phil, that George Bush opened the door for a lot of us with this American with the Disability of the Act. And that's what we...
The American with the Disability of the Act. I don't even know what language you're speaking here. And the fact that you tell me you have renal kidney failure, which means you can walk around and pretend like you're handicapped...
Well, I'm not really, because I'm...
But you've got... Either you are or you aren't.
I got the placard.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, something's wrong with that guy. He's lying. That guy's lying. Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't believe that. I drove the bus for 10 years, and I'm telling you, we pick up disability people all the time, and I've never dealt with anybody like you. That's a lie. You're
What's
lying.
What's a lie? What am I lying about?
It doesn't make sense what you're saying.
Oh, bull crap.
Hey,
I know
you can hey, let me tell you something. If you can get up under a car and disable it, you're not disabled. You're a mechanic. That doesn't make sense.
I got that blind guy said he could do it.
I mean, how can you just crawl up under somebody's car disable it?
Because I got renal kidney failure, I can still get down in the ground and crawl under there. There I know guys that are in wheelchairs that throw themselves onto the ground and crawl under the car.
Hey.
What do you mean throw themselves onto the ground?
Oh, that's
they fall
ridiculous.
Out of the chair and they crawl under the car, disengage the linkage, then crawl back up into the chair.
No, if a guy can do that, he's not disabled.
If there's a disabled guy underneath the car disabling the linkage and the car starts rolling back while he's still under it...
What?
He's going to get rolled over.
The guy's already handicapped.
Oh, no.
It doesn't matter.
You're missing the point. I pick up guys all the time with the wheelchair lift, you know, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a real beautiful thing.
You're going to want to ride the lift and you're not even handicapped? It doesn't make sense.
I ain't saying I'm going to ride the lift, although you have to, by law, let me ride the lift, even though I can walk.
I don't get it either. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry here. R.C. Collins is a junior R.C.?
I'm a junior.
At Chatsworth High?
At Chatsworth High, yeah.
Okay, and you are talking about The American with Disabilities Act, which is a law that was signed by President Bush to enable handicap.
Phil, let me help you with this. It was a law signed by President Bush to enable and handicapable handicapped people. That's why I say I'm handicapable. Not because I think I'm better than anybody, but probably because, yeah, in a way, I am better than a lot of people, because I'm able to deal with my handicap, and I'm handicapable. And what the American with Disabilities Act does is it allows me to have the fun that I would have had were I going to live.
Are you expecting to die?
Yes, sir, I am.
You're expecting to die?
I've got renal kidney failure, yes.
Do you need a transplant?
I have to have a transplant, yeah. And since I'm going to die, I think I should be allowed to have a drink.
Yeah, but since you're going to die, you want to have all these unhealthy things.
Oh, yeah, give me a break. What, I don't want to mess my lungs up? I don't have a kidney.
All right, again, it's a difficult thing to fathom. Being 15 and being allowed to smoke and drink and get into a strip bar when you're underage. San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Yes.
To you.
Good evening.
Hi. First of all, I have a disorder, but I need you to promise me not to interrupt me while I tell you this because that's
part of my disorder. Are you handicapable?
I am very handicapped, and I'll explain to you as to the why.
Handicapable, I mean.
There are good days and there are bad days.
Can you get under a car and get the linkage apart?
All right, just let her finish what she's going to say.
Okay, to you, dear child, let me explain something to you. I am a 35-year-old person, and I am a 35-year-old person by the grace of God, which at this particular moment, you don't seem to display any of that at all. It seems to me that you're just bitter and scared. And you don't know how to act, so you act out by being rude and obnoxious. And
well, we're going to die on account of we're handicapable, so I ought to be allowed to get into Jumbo's clone room.
Let me explain something to you. I am a survivor 3 times of ovarian cancer. I have done the radiation. I have lost my hair. I have lost weight. I have gained weight. I have lost jobs. I have lost family. I have been completely abandoned. I am the survivor also.
Is you in a wheelchair?
I have also survived being an incest victim by a pedophile grandfather growing up, being raped 4 times, being abused by a husband.
What does that mean?
I've also experienced...
What is pedophile, Mr. Hendry?
I have also experienced I have a spine that's disintegrating, crumbling into dust.
Well, you need a drink.
I also have...
And you ought to get that call.
I don't want that call. It's more important to me to touch you.
Touch me? You mean like that pedophile touched you?
Okay, come on.
What does she mean, touch me? I'm 16. You could go to jail.
Let
me ask you. You know, I got
this.
Something that's going to help you
I
out.
Have a spine that's disintegrating.
Do you ever go to Jumbo's Clown Room on Wednesday night?
And my bones are twisting because of a disease called scoliosis.
You ever
I
go
also,
to Jumbo's Clown Room?
As a result of my traumatic life, am suffering from several mental disorders that are controlled by medication.
Well, we got that already. You ever been
the first
to Jumbo's
thing you need
clown
to do
room
is shut
Wednesday,
up and listen.
Jumbo's
and really
clown
listen
room
and hear what people
night
are telling you. Stop being bitter. You should get on a plane with
yeah,
your
I
mom.
Should be happy
come
with
to
you.
San Antonio. Come to San Antonio,
Jumbo's
Texas, to the best
room
damn medical center in the nation.
Do they have Jumbo's clown room
problem
there?
You forget about Jumbo's clown room.
They don't have Jumbo's clown room in San Antonio.
No, we've got the wild zebra. We've got all that here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. It ain't no thing. I go all the time with my best friend.
I get jumps in my face every Wednesday night.
I understand your need to experience
night
the pleasures of the world.
Of the flesh.
But there's something more important you need to experience, and it's called your life. If you get your problem fixed, you might actually have one.
I need to have some. I'll tell you, I need to experience some jug slap in my forehead. That's what I need to experience. And
what
will
you
shut up and let the lady finish?
And a good surgeon.
A what?
You need a good education, you need a good surgeon, and you need to find your higher power, because when all is said and done...
My higher power? I'll
your
tell
higher
my
power,
higher power is a,
because when you
a
go,
picture
when
of
you
margaritas. That's
world,
my higher power.
You're going to be accountable. I don't care how handicapable you are.
I'm
when you die, you stand before the Lord, mister. He's going to count you in on everything you've done.
I already talked to God.
I don't care
God
how handicapable you are.
God says I'm as clean as a baby's rear end. I'm in. You
no,
know
you're
why
not.
He told me.
I don't know who told you that, but you're wrong.
God did.
I'm sorry. You need to find your higher power, because I think if you found your higher power conversation with him, you wouldn't be so damn bitter about everything.
I hope your spine stops disintegrating. I hope that...
Will you quit being a smartass? Ma'am, we're sorry about your problems.
I said I hope it stops disintegrating.
I don't have a problem anymore.
All right.
I have a good therapist.
Okay.
I take medication.
When I meet
I
up with God, we'll have a pitcher of margaritas and $100 and ones. That's what we're going to have.
Yeah, you came on here to talk about the American with Disabilities Act, and now you're smart-mouthing with when you meet up with God, you're going to have a pitcher of margaritas and $100 worth of ones.
You got it.
You know, you're a sad, pathetic little man, and you need to shut up and leave the rest of us disabled
and handicapped
people alone.
I got renal kidney failure. I'm going to die.
Do not lump yourself in with us, because we are proud people, and we worked our ass off for everything we've got.
What are we, all of a sudden Cherokee Indians? What do you mean we're a proud people?
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8. So can't you let people finish a point?
Have you got any women around 19 years of age holding on?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'll shut up for her.
Santa Cruz, hello.
Yes, I'm calling. Are you
19, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
All right.
You want to know what?
All right.
RC, don't even start cheering me yet, because you're saying that you are going to die someday.
Of course.
So am I. So is every other person listening to this radio. I don't know any immortal people yet, and the fact that you're saying I deserve all this stuff because I'm going to die someday.
Baby, you know what? I hope the two of us die on the same day, and you're laying underneath me when we do it. Because I can...
Will you be quiet and let her talk?
I seriously cannot believe you even just said that to me.
Sorry.
What is that supposed to mean?
I just meant like a multi... orgasmic,
Yeah.
RC, you want to know something? I'm a virgin, and I will stay that way until I get a ring on my finger, and how dare you say something like that to me on national radio.
Tell you what, I'll give you a ring.
I wouldn't even want it from you.
What's your phone number?
Because you are so rude.
What do you mean, what's the phone number?
She wanted a ring.
No, I said I did not want it from you. You are so rude, and I cannot believe, I'm furious at how rude you are to every single person that's truly handicapped.
They're all calling up feeling sorry for themselves.
No, I'm not. I'm apologizing on behalf of you for all the people that are sitting there upset like I am.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Have you filled out yet?
Have I what?
Filled out yet.
Okay.
Let her answer the question, Mr. Hendry. I think it's a fair question. Have you filled out yet?
What do you think this is, Perry Mason?
You want to know what I think you should do, RC? I think you should seriously... take that handicap thing and shove it up where the sun don't shine, because that's where you deserve it.
Well, that hurts. No, that hurts. You wanted to hurt me, you did.
Because you say that
I
deserve to...
You reached out and you hurt me.
No. I deserve to smoke and drink. Okay, you want to know what? I did all that stuff at your same age, illegally, and I did not enjoy. And the fact that you want to drink, first of all, with kidney failure, that's a laughing joke.
You got a whole life to look forward to.
I'm stuck in traffic right now for an accident, blocking a whole entire freeway. For all I know, there's people that are dead in this accident.
Easy for you to say. I go to the doctor 4 times a week for dialysis. Tells me that maybe I got 6 months to a year. Okay, go ahead,
okay,
lay it on
you
me.
Don't think no,
no, no,
reality?
It's okay. Go ahead, scream at me. Tell me what an ingrate I am.
No, RC, you
but
don't
when
think
you
I...
get up tomorrow morning and you take a look at your developing chest, that's not going to happen to me.
RC?
You know, for a minute there, I was beginning to feel sorry for you until that crack.
No, you don't think I know how scary death is?
No, I don't. I don't think you know how scary it is for me.
You don't think so? Do you love your father?
I haven't seen my father in 6 months.
But do you love him? Do you love your mother? Do you love your family?
Maybe.
Well,
you know
my father's dying. Thank you very much.
I need your love. Okay, I'm setting it out there right now.
Honestly,
I'm being honest. I need your love.
You want to know what?
There's
your
something
soul?
About
I love you.
There's something about you. I just know we connect. I'm taking a shot here. I'm going to be in Santa Cruz in a couple of weeks. What do you think?
Seeing that you are probably too young for me, and your immaturity just surpasses anyone that I've ever met in my life.
I'm 16, going on 35. I've got scars, baby, that you don't even know about. I'm more man than anything you got up there. And I'm hung.
Okay, that's it. That's it. I thought the guy was going to be serious with you. I apologize, ma'am.
That's okay, because I understand where he's coming from.
What are you, hanging up on?
16-year-old punk that thinks
yeah.
he's...
All right, and your car phone is going, so thank you for your call. And then she cut out, and that was it. That was it. Ain't no disability in my crotch area. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. You know, I was talking earlier in the show about the disgusting, the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Britney Spears, Jessica Simpson. All this phony baloney stuff, man. All this prepackaged, all of this commercialized claptrap. Boy, music sure has gotten crappy. Well, there used to be a time not too long ago, a little thing called the 60s, when music was at its very heart and soul, even in the hallowed halls of corporate music America, pure, artistic, uncompromising, lyrically and musically proficient. It was art. But now, with all this phony stuff, prepackaged. Can you imagine this guy down in Orlando, and he's got all these guys, and he's teaching them all this choreography, and he's sticking them out on the road, and he's putting them out on tour, and they got the TV show, the building of a band, all that phony baloney stuff. Whatever happened to the pure days of the 60s? Well, when we made music like this. When we weren't prepackaging music in studios. Sugar. And just hiring people to be in a band for a day. You are my candy girl. This is art! And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. You are my candy girl. You know the way the guy's playing the xylophone, too? It's... God, this, I think I could actually play this on guitar. I think it's so simple I could do this on guitar. Maybe it isn't as artistic as I thought it was. See, they didn't used to prepackage these bands. They didn't used to go out there and just find people and put them in a studio and stick them in front of a microphone. Bands just used to happen. Sugar, sugar. Backstreet Boys, eat your heart out, man. These are the Archies. Weren't you going on and on the other day, Mike, about this guy's voice and how reminiscent of Bono's it was? Who's Bono? Sonny? Well, you called him Bono. I know him as Bono. I don't know. Oh, Boner. That's right. I forgot. Sorry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, from the Irish group U2, Boner. There's a black chick in there. Did you hear that? My kid's sister had all of this stuff. She had this. She had Chairman of the Board, Judy in disguise with glasses. She had it all. And no, they weren't prepackaging the music back then at all, were they? People talk about the 60s being so good. Top 40 radio in the 1960s, if you flipped it on, that's all you'd hear. You had to find, like, I remember when KPPC first went on as an underground station in Los Angeles, you had to have a FM radio. Well, who had those? Nobody had FM. No one had FM radios. So they broadcast one day a week on the AM band. One day a week, KPPC was at 1260 AM, and one day a week, that would be, you know, you would hear them on the AM dial. Otherwise, you had to have an FM, and I had to go out and buy one of those. I didn't even know what the hell it was. It was something my dad had in his Buick Riviera. What is that? You know, he listened to this FM, and it was in those days they called it Beautiful Music, and he was listening to K-Big when they were broadcasting from Avalon, and this is KBIG, Beautiful Music from Avalon. I didn't even know where that was. Avalon? Well, you mean heaven? And but one day a week, KPPC was on the AM band at 1260, so I would tune it in. B. Mitchell Reed and Tom Donahue and all those cats were on there. And so I'd listen like one day a week, and I'd listen to these album cuts, and it was the greatest thing that I'd ever heard because I was 15 years old, you know. But, man, that was like nobody had an FM radio, so everybody was listening to the Archies. And that, my friend, is the reality of it, okay? Everybody, you know, they were just mass-producing the crap back then just as much as they are today. And just because that building of a band is your favorite show, Schaefer, doesn't mean that I have to lie to everybody and tell you... No, I'm just kidding. So have you been watching Survivor? I haven't seen weeks of it. I haven't. I've missed the whole thing, man. Who's alive? Who's dead? Have they finally gotten down to that one guy? Because we all know who wants to watch. Jenna's out. I know that. I heard about that. But the black guy, what's his name? Tremaine or Gervais? That cat's the survivor. Everybody knows it. Next. And how's that Big Brother doing? I hear they're starting to build a little, the audience, that is. Is it actually getting better? What was wrong with it in the first place? There was a murder, so now things are picking up? Great. They're only going to be happy when somebody kills somebody on that show. They need sexual tension. They need physical tension. They need it all, man. They're only going to be happy when someone dies on that show. And, well, and that's that. We thank you very much for being a part of our program, folks. We hope you'll be listening to us tomorrow, same time as the Phil Hendry Show hits the airwaves again. We do not drink or smoke. We abstain from sex on this program. Follow us. Follow us. How you doing, baby? My name is Tremaine, and I just want you to know that I don't have the moves. That's right, sweetheart. I want you to know that I am not good looking, and I'm not going to make you feel good. I do not have sex appeal, and I won't take you in my arms and keep you warm. Why? Well, not because I don't love you, but because I don't know what I'm doing. Sexually, I'm underdeveloped. I'm Tremaine.